At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Long before they were fancy, oysters were considered dirty food. But they've always been crucial for us, from being used to build shelters to serving as a spiritual tool. Here's why oysters are essential to Black culture. This is 2-Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. We've been loving oysters for centuries. Although they're considered a delicacy today, they were looked down on at one time. Oysters were considered a dirty food, in fact. We've never needed white approval, though. Oysters have long been crucial to our culture and resistance. Take Brazil. Historically, white Brazilians considered oysters peasant food. Back in the day, beef and pork were costly, so Afro-Brazilian communities, called quilombos, made oysters something they could enjoy. They even use crushed oyster shells during ancestral summoning ceremonies. In New York, the oyster king, Thomas Downing, switched things up, and instead of serving oysters from a street stall, he flipped the game on his head. Fine carpet and chandeliers made Downing's restaurant an upscale experience. The best part, he used the oyster cellar's basement as a secret stop on the Underground Railroad. Now let's travel to Dalfouski, South Carolina. On this historically Black island, families lived off the land, so oysters were considered essential to their livelihoods. At Oyster Union Hall, folks spent weekends indulging in oysters after a long work week of shucking. Former enslaved people's quarters, called Tabby Ruins, were also made of crushed oyster shells. White supremacy has always tried to knock what we do until they can profit from it. But we should never look for their approval regarding our culture. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2-Minute Black History, a podcast by Push Black. Show your support by sharing this episode on your social media and join us in amplifying stories we all deserve to know.